Barry Bateman has been present for all 3 days of the interviews by a panel for the vacant post of National Director of Public Prosecutions. Barry, have we pulled you away from the final interview with Shamil Batoi?
Yeah, we've just stepped out. She's done quite well. So she's been questioned by two of the panelists, so three of the panelists so far. So it's almost halfway through Shamil Batoi's interview.
Okay, and up first, I mean, it's a shorter day than it has been for the last two.
Well, it has been, but you know, we could only start with Shamil Batoi after 2 o'clock because she's just arrived a few hours ago from an overnight flight from Amsterdam. Of course, she works in The Hague, so you know, she took the time out there to come and do this interview. But we started off earlier today, 9:30 with CP, where Mlotshwa, now he's a former acting director of public prosecutions in KwaZulu-Natal. Now we've got to, serious allegations of interference in his processes, and of course, the likes of Lawrence Mugwebi and Nomcebo Tsiba being implicated there. Now, he was responsible for the so-called Amigos case down in KZN, which he was prosecuting. I don't know if you recall that one. There were some MECs, two MECs in that province implicated. He says that he was called up to a meeting at the NPA headquarters here in Pretoria, and who was in the meeting? It was Nomcebo Tsiba, who was the acting head of the NPA at the time, the acting prosecution's boss. Lawrence Mugwebi was there, Silas Ramahita. And Ziba said that we're going to have to make a decision here and you're going to withdraw this case. Mlotshwa saying he resisted this. It became quite an argument, but he managed to resist having to withdraw this case against these politicians. A couple of weeks later, he was again summoned to Pretoria, and he was told that he will no longer be acting in the position of the DPP for KZN, and he was replaced by the interviewee we had yesterday, Moipane Noko. We know that a few months after her appointment, Noko went and withdrew that case that Mlotshwa refused to. Mlotshwa said he eventually left the NPA after all the pressure. It just became an unbearable place to work. He left in 2012, and that was one of the real questions that was being put to him here, that if you can't handle the pressure, how are you going to be able to handle the pressure as a national director? And he was quite confident that he'd be able to do it, but it certainly is a concern from the panelists.
Barry, you've now been sitting in on 10.5 interviews. At the end of this process, there's a period of deliberation with the panel. I don't know how of common mind, of common purpose they're going to be, but they have to decide on 3 names to forward to Cyril Ramaphosa, and from that short list of 3, he will choose one and announce that person to be the next National Director of Public Prosecutions. On the basis of what you knew about the candidates prior to this interview process and sitting in on the interview process, what are the 3 names that would be on Barry Bateman's shortlist?
Well, number one would certainly be Advocate Andrea Johnson. I mean, from a person who has come, she understands the beast that is the National Prosecuting Authority. She came here, spoke with significant confidence. She's got a passion for the job. She's got a passion for the people. She respects the law and the organization and its role in society. I think she made that much clear. And she's certainly no pushover, so she made clear that the independence of herself as NDPP and the organization will remain so. Number two, I will put another candidate there, is Shamila Batoi. What we've heard from her in just the sort of wire, again, speaking about this importance of independence. I mean, this is one of the things that, you know, the country's been crying out for with all these recent leaders, that they appear to be influenced by outsiders, politicians and the like. She's talking, referring to her experience as a legal advisor at the International Criminal Court. Because in that arena, you're dealing with international actors. So this concept of independence is so important, and that must be imported into this particular organization. She spoke so fondly about the prosecutors themselves and how you just need to inspire them. I mean, these are people fighting for justice. They love their jobs. If you just get them inspired and confident in their own organization, you'll be able to make this place work. So there's somebody else, you know, I think would add value to this organization. I don't even know if I'm confident to add a third name to that. I think Mapoma, the advocate that was Burel, I forget his first name, but Advocate Mapoma, who was here earlier, also a former prosecutor, I think he would add significant value also, talking about what can be done to turn the organization around. And integrity, you get this coming across from certain people. The 3 I've mentioned here, people of integrity, of principle, and certainly none of them are pushovers.
Thank you very much, Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News. Barry, sorry, just before you go,
yes.
That the 90 days that Cyril Ramaphosa was given by the Constitutional Court to appoint a new NDPP, is it clear when that expires?
And
so,
I, What I do know, I'm not exactly sure when that is, but this panel has to give that shortlist of three names. I think it is on the 6th of December. The decision has to be made before the end of next month. I know that much. So the timelines are quite tight, and it does look like we're going to be meeting. So by the end of this year, we will have a new NDPP.
Thank you very much. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News.